请听我们翻到出埃及记二十五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus 25.
读第一节、第二节。
We will read verse 1 and 2.
第八节。
And
8. 耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying,Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
第八节
Verse 8.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Verses 8 and 9.And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings. Just so you shall make it.
我们翻到马太福音
Matthew
第一章
Chapter
1 23 节
Verse 23
马太福音第一章23节
The Gospel according to Matthew 1:23
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名。OK， 对，必有哎，不是，哦，第二十一节。
Verse 21 instead.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。二十二节。
Verse 21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. 22.
这一切是成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Verses 22 and 23.So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
第四章
Chapter 4
第十节末了一句话
Verse 10, at the end of this verse,
因为经上记得说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone you shall serve.
我们再翻到路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter
1. 路加福音第一章。第七十四节、七十五节。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 1.Verses 74 and 75.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。
To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
翻到约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章第四节第五节。
The Gospel according to John 15 verses 4 and 5.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我。你们就不能做什么。
Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
这藏在呢，应该把它翻作住在。 你们若住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。
Now to abide simply means to continue to live in.
我们再翻到启示录。
Revelation.
啊，对不起，我们先读哥林多后书第六章。
Let's first read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 instead.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十六节
Verse 16 and 17。
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said.I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
又说你们务要从他们中间出来与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean and I will receive you. I will be a father to you and you shall be my sons and daughters.Says the Lord Almighty.
我们再翻到启示录二十一章第三节。
Now Revelation 21 verse 3.
启示录二十一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。”神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要与人同住，神要做他们的神。
God will dwell with them, and God will be their God.
啊，我们圣经读到这，请我们低头有点祷告。
This is today's scripture reading. Your head bowed again. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你，在你宝血的底下，我们能够再次来到你跟前。
Lord, we thank you under your precious blood that we can come again at your feet.
因着耶稣的血，我们在这里可以坦然无惧来到世人的座前，来到父的面前。
Because of Jesus' blood, we can come before the throne of grace, before the Father boldly.
那因着耶稣的血，我们更多的亲近我们的神，我们的父。
So because of the Jesus' blood, we can come to be drawn near to our Father and our God.
好，像我们在这里得到你自己的父庇，在你同在里面，我们来享受你所赐给我们一切恩典和丰富。
So that in your covering, your presence, we can enjoy all the grace and abundance.
我们在这里也能够听见你的话，能够听见你的声音。
Today we could hear your word and your voice.
好，叫你的话成我们心中的亮光，也成我们生命的力量，来走前面的道路。
So that your word become the light of our life and become the strength that enables us to walk forward.
早晨我们求你真是在圣灵里面与我们同在的时候，让我们心真是能够转向你，你也转向我们。
Lord, we ask this morning in the presence of the Holy Spirit that our hearts will be turned to you and yours toward us.
我们愿意等候在面前，你向我们施恩。
We wait before you and then wait before for your grace.
谢谢主，这样替我们祷告。
Lord, just thank you for hearing us.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
早晨仍然和弟兄姊妹来交通神要与人同住这件事情。
This morning, we would like to continue to fellowship on the theme that God wants to dwell with man.
我们知道神与人同住呢，是说到人和神之间的交通一种联合。
When we say God wants to dwell with man, it speaks of the fellowship, the union between God and man.
人在神的同在里面，我们可以享受他一切的丰富。
In God's presence, we can enjoy all of His riches.
我们在他同在里面，我们可以满足的喜乐。
In His presence, we have this satisfaction.This fullness of pleasure.
我们知道这是神向着人的一个心意。
We know this is God's heart toward man.
所以当我们看见神创造天地的时候，他不仅为人预备一个居住的所在。
So we see when God creates our heavens and earth for man, not only would He prepare a dwelling place for them.
他在那里就告诉我们说，他喜 业住在人的中间。
But also there, he tells us that his delight is with the Son of Man.
但是很可惜，因着人犯罪堕落以后
，But it's quite a shame because man sinned and fell.
这个交通就失去了。
This fellowship is lost.
人被赶出伊甸园，就不能够神就不能够与人同住。
Man is driven out of the Garden of Eden, so God no longer can dwell with man.
所以我们就看见人在地上的生活就在那里成为一种劳苦的生活。
And we see that man's living on earth has become very weary and laborious.
人在那里需要汗流满面才得以糊口。
In the sweat of his face, he eats bread.
人不再有真正的满足和享受。
No longer does man have this real joy and real satisfaction.
但是我们感谢神，他对人的心意永远不改变。
But we thank God that his will toward man has never changed.
所以他在那里拣选了一个民族以色列人。
Therefore, there he has selected a tribe called Israelites.
神借以色列百姓要说出人，神仍然要住在人的中间。
Through the Israelites, he wants to make known to us all that he still wants to dwell among man.
所以当神把以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来的时候
，So when God has delivered all the Israelites from Egypt,
借着建造会幕这件事情，神重新再来应许说他要住在人的中间。
Through this matter of building his tabernacle, God said it again. He wanted to dwell among man.
到列王的时代。所罗门所建造的圣殿，再重新说到神要住在人的中间。
In the days of the kings, when Solomon built the tabernacle, God made it clearly that he wanted to dwell among men.
但是我们看见整个以色列的历史，他们也是失败的。
But we see the whole history of Israelites is just a failure.
以至于神不能够与他们同住。
So that God could not dwell with them.
神的荣耀，神的自己离开以色列。
So God's glory, God Himself left Israel.
但是我们感谢神，到新约的时候。
But we thank God that when we come to New Testament time,
神的儿子亲自来到地上。
God's Son came to the world.
神在那里再次向人说，神要住在人的中间。
And there, once again, God said to man that He wanted to live among men.
约翰福音第一章开头就告诉我们说，道成了肉身，住在人的中间。
Therefore, in the very beginning of the Gospel of John, it says that God became flesh and dwelt among men.
当神住在人中间的时候，就充满了恩典和真理。
When God dwells among men, and that place is full of grace and truth.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他借十字架完成了救赎的工作。
When Jesus came to the world through the cross, he had accomplished all the redemption work.
他重新得着一般人。
Once again, he gained a group of people.
一般相信耶稣基督的人。
These people believe in Jesus.
借着圣灵住在他们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, he indwelled them.
他们成为神的殿。
So they became the temple of God.
神重新住在人的中间。
And once again, God dwells among men.
神重新在坚定他应许他与人同住。
Once again, God made it clearly, made the covenant firm that He dwells among man.
到启示末了时，我们仍然看见神要与人同住。
Even when we come to the end of Revelation, we still see the same fact: God wants to dwell with man.
所以我们刚刚读到启示末了二十一章说，在那里神又说，神帐幕在人的中间。
So in chapter 21, at the end of Revelation, it says again, God's tabernacle is with man.
他要与人同住。
He will dwell with them.
他们要做他的子民，他要做他们的神。
They will be his people. He will be their God.
所以我们看从圣经一开头到末了，一直让我们看见神要与人同住。
So from the very beginning to the end of the Bible, we see that God always wants to dwell with man.
这是神拯救人的一个目的。
And this is the purpose of God's redemption.
所以我们看见当主耶稣降生的时候
，So we see when Jesus was born.
天使在那对主耶稣肉身的父亲约瑟在说。
The angel said to Jesus' parents in the flesh.
他说：“你的妻子玛利亚要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
Your wife will bore a son. You will call him Jesus.
耶稣是什么意思呢？
What does Jesus mean?
耶稣就是要将他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
That he Jesus will deliver his people out of the sin.
我想在我们当中有一些听福音的朋友。
I suppose among us there are some gospel friends.
你来到聚会当中。很多弟兄姊妹告诉你说，我们要信耶稣，你们要信耶稣。
When you come to our congregation, many brothers and sisters will tell you to believe in Jesus.
为什么我们需要信耶稣呢？
And why is it we need to believe in Jesus?
因为我们是一般活在罪恶死亡当中的一般人。
Because we are people living in death. In death and trespasses.
所以信耶稣就是说，信耶稣要把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Believing Jesus simply means that He will save us out of sin.
他的名字称为耶稣。
So His name is called Jesus.
他要把我们这些死在过犯罪恶当中的人，从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He will save us from sin, all of us who lived in death, in transgression.
这就是信耶稣。
And this is believing Jesus.
叫我们从罪恶里面脱离罪恶。
So we will be separated from sin.
所以我们看见以色列百姓，他们从埃及出来，这个就是从罪恶出来的一个经历。
So we see when Israelites left Egypt, this is an experience of being delivered from sin.
但是这个还不是神拯救他们的主要目的。
However, this is not the main purpose that God saved them.
这也不是我们单单信耶稣的主要目的。
And neither is the main purpose for us to believe in
Jesus. 我们感谢神，一个信耶稣的人，他已经从罪恶里面被耶稣拯救出来了。
We thank God that he who believes in Jesus has been saved from sin.
但是在那里又告诉我们说，他的名字又叫以马内利。
But here, Bible teaches that Jesus' name is also called Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神要与人同在。
When it's translated simply, it means God will be with man.
也就是神要与人同住。
That God wants to dwell with man.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们从埃及出来的时候，他们不过是经历到他们从罪恶被拯救出来而已。
So when we see Israelites being delivered from Egypt, we're saying that they are simply experienced being saved from sin.
他们来到西乃山底下的时候，神要让他们在经历到神与他们同在。
When they came to the foot of Mount Sinai, God wanted them to experience His presence with them.
这个就是为什么神要他们建会幕的原因。
And this is why God wanted them to build the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们这些信耶稣的人，我们已经从罪恶里面拯救出来了。
So brothers and sisters, all of us who have believed in Jesus have been saved from sin.
但是这不过是神救赎的工作的开始而已。
However, this is only the very beginning of His redemption work.
他为什么要拯救我们呢？
Why does He want to save us?
他拯救我们乃是要与我们同住。
He wants to save us so we could, He could dwell with us.
好叫我们在他同住里面能够享受他在救赎里面所赐给我们一切更丰盛的恩典。
So we could enjoy all the more abundant redemptive grace when He dwells with us.
但很可惜，今天许多人只知道耶稣的名字，他要把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
It's quite a shame that most people today only know of Jesus being saving us from the sin.
许多人不知道主耶稣还有另外一个名字叫以马内利。
They do not know that Jesus has another name, which is Emmanuel.
他与我们同住。
He dwells with us.
这是更重要的。
And this is more important.
这是我们所要更多的经历的一件事情。
This is something we need to have more experience in.
我们看见神与人同住这件事情。
As we consider this matter of His dwelling with us,
我们常常觉得好像这是一个非常深奥的事情。
We often feel this is too deep.
但是主耶稣他告诉我们。
However, Jesus tells us,
他讲到那个葡萄树的比喻的时候，
when he speaks of the parable of the vine,
他说你们要常住在我里面，我就住在你们里面。
He says, abide in me and I in you.
所以我们看见这是基督徒属灵的生活的一种经历。
So we see this should be the spiritual experience.
可以说这是我们天天要学习经历的、学习操练的一个功课。
Of Christians' daily spiritual walk, which we need to exercise every day.
弟兄姊妹，若是这是我们天天所要经历、所要学习的事情，那我想那就不是一个奥秘的事情。
So brothers and sisters, if this is something we need to experience daily and learn daily, then it should not be something profound.
因为那是天天所要发生在我们身上的事情。
Because it happens to us daily.
主说我们要住在他里面，他就住在我们里面。
The Lord says that abide in me and I in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是属灵的生活呢？
So brother and sister, what is the spiritual living?
属灵生活不是单单礼拜天来聚聚会，这样回去就是一个属灵的生活。
It's not simply coming to the meetings on Sundays and you go back and this is called spiritual living.
可能这是一种属灵的生活。
Maybe it is.
可能这不是一个属灵生活。
Maybe it is not.
因为属灵生活是天天的事情。
Because spiritual living should be daily.
这个生活就是住在主里面。
And your living should be to abide in Him.
或是说什么叫神与人同住呢？
And what does it mean to, that God dwells with us?
就着神来说，他是与人同住。
As to God, He dwells with man.
就着我们这方面的经历来说，就是住在主里面的经历。
As to us.That's experience of abiding in Him.
这就是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose of God's salvation.
这就是神把生命赐给我们的一个目的。
And this is also the goal that God has given His life to us.
所以使徒约翰在他的书信里面告诉我们。
Therefore, Apostle John tells us in his
epistle. 他说他把这永远的生命传给你们了，是要叫你们一父和神的儿子有相交，就是有交通。
I declare this eternal life to you, so that you will have fellowship with God and His Son.
所以当我们得到神的生命以后，我们就有。就能够与神相交交通。
After we receive God's life, we are able to commune with Him.
然后他告诉我们说，我们要靠恩告教训住在他里面。
And also he teaches that by the anointing, we should abide in him.
这个生命是叫我们可以住在他里面的。
This life enables us to abide in him.
用什么？这是我们天天学习的功课。
And brothers and sisters, this should be our daily lesson.
用什么？这是一个每天所要发生经历在我们身上的事情。
And this should be a daily experience that happens to us.
我们说到，当一个人在神的同在里面，住在主的里面的时候，在我们身上有什么经历呢？
We mentioned that. What are the experiences on our part when we abide in Him, in His presence?
启示录三十我们 读到说，启示录再来告诉我们说，神的帐幕要覆庇你们。
In Revelation, we just read that God's tabernacle will cover you.
神的帐幕就是神的同在要覆庇我们。
His tabernacle, that is His presence, will cover you.
说当一个人在神的同在里面，在住在主里面的时候，我们在那里就得到神的覆庇，神的保护。
A person will be covered when he abides in him in God's presence.
我们知道今天地上充满许多危险。
We know this earth is full of danger.
人也没有真正的安息，没有平安。
And we do not have real rest and peace.
一件事情发生的时候，叫我们里面就惶恐不安。
When a thing, something happens, you become very dismayed.
我们看今天最近又有什么那个猪流感。
And recently, we have this swine flu.
你看今天人心惶惶，好像草木皆兵。
You see that today's man's heart filled as though everything is so dangerous and threatening.
好像非常可怕的事情要临到人。
As though some frightening things will
happen. 人里面没有平安，人里面好像没有什么保护了。
We do not have this peace nor protection within.
当一个住在主里面的人，他不会惊慌。
But he who abides in the Lord will not be dismayed.
因为知道神的帐幕要覆庇我们。
Because he knows that God's tabernacle will cover him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们真的学习住在主的里面，当世界上发生一些事情的时候，我们不会像世人一样那么惊恐，那么慌张，不知道怎么办才好。
Brothers and sisters, if we really learn to abide in the Lord, He will protect us. We will be not like the rest of the people, being so afraid and frightened.
我们是属主的人
Because we belong to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们是属神的人。
Brothers and sisters, you belong to God.
我们有他自己的保护，我们不用惊慌。
So we don't have to be dismayed because we have His protection.
不是说那个疾病不可怕。
It's not saying that the flu is not is not threatening.
而是说我们在住在主里面，我们就不惧怕这些。
It simply says because we abide in the Lord, so we're not afraid of this. We won't panic.
我曾经提过。几年前，SARS 发生的时候
，I mentioned before that when SARS happened a few years ago，
刚好那一年要到大陆去。
In that year, I was about to go to mainland China。
我们知道那一次的那个 SARS 那个影响力好像更大，那个人的心更是惧怕。
And in that event, the impact of SARS was even greater, and people seemed to be more frightened.
但是我上次以前也提过说，好像那件事情在我心中好像不是一个很大问题。
As I mentioned this before, this event wasn't such a big deal in my heart.
神若是要我们去的话，有什么惧怕的呢
？If God wants me to go, why should I be afraid?
那时候我是要经过香港进到大陆。
I was supposed to enter China through Hong Kong.
那时候疫情最严重就是香港，就是大陆。
And Hong Kong and China were the places that the flu hit most.
还有人劝说，是不是还要劝我说，最好是不要去吧。
And some people would trying to dissuade me from going there.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是小看那些事情，不是轻看那些事情。
Brothers and sisters, we are not taking those things lightly.
乃是当我们学习住在主里面的时候，我们就知道帐幕在那覆庇我们。
But when we learn to abide in the Lord, we know His tabernacle covers us.
神的同在会覆庇我们。
And His presence will cover us.
我们不需要什么惧怕。
We don't have to be afraid.
所以当一个人学习住在主里面的时候，在那里神就成为我们的保护。
He who learns to abide in the Lord, there God will become His protection.
当神的帐幕在那里的时候呢，我们就不再饥，不再渴。
When God's tabernacle is set, then we no longer hunger or thirst.
我们里面有真正的满足。
Within us, we have this real satisfaction.
因为神要引领到生命的活泉那里。
Because God will lead us to the spring of the water of life.
用什么？今天人在世界上找许多要满足他心的事情。
Brothers and sisters, in this world, many people are looking for things that could satisfy their hearts.
什么事情呢叫我们真正满足呢?
What can really satisfy your
heart? 只有当我们学习住在主的里面。
Only when you learn to live in God.
在主的里面，我们里面才有真正满足的喜乐。
Abiding in the Lord, you will have this real fullness of
happiness. 当神的帐幕在人的中间的时候，
When God's tabernacle is set among men,
他是我牧人，他牧养我们一生，带领我们前面的道路。
He is also our shepherd. He will shepherd all our life and lead us on.
在他带领底下，我们就能够一直往前去。
And under his leading, we simply move forward.
感谢神，这是神拯救我的目的。
And we thank the Lord. This is his purpose for saving us.
这是我们天天可以来学习经历的一件事情。
And this is something we can experience daily.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们来到西乃山底下的时候，
Now we see Israelites when they came to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
他们不仅从埃及蒙到神的拯救而已。
Not only were they saved in Egypt,
神要带领他们更往前，更进一步经历到神与他们同住。
But God wanted to lead them one step further to experience God's dwelling
with them. 那么他们怎么样才能让神住在他们中间呢？
How could they allow God to dwell among them?
他们必须把会幕建立起来。
They had to build this tabernacle.
让神可以住在会幕里面，那表明说神就可以住在他们中间。
So God could dwell in the tabernacle. That means God could dwell with them.
所以神怎样叫他心里成就在以色列百姓中间呢？
So how could God fulfill His will among His
people? 他们该有怎样预备？他们该有什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude should they have? What kind of preparation they should have?
他们必须要把神所要礼物送到神这里来。
They had to bring the offerings, the gift that God wanted.
那就说他们必须有所奉献。
Saying that they had to offer something.
所以我们看见神要住在人中间，人必须要奉献。
So for God to dwell among us, men have to offer.
以色列百姓都是不把那些建造会幕的材料送到神那里来，会幕就没办法建立起来。
If Israelites did not bring all the offerings of materials, then the tabernacle would not have had.
神就没办法住在他们中间。
And God would not have been dwelling among them.
感谢神，到新约的时候我们就清楚明白了。
But we thank the Lord when we come to New Testament time, it becomes so clear to us.
不是单单外面物质的奉献。
It's not simply outward material.
今天神怎样住在人中间呢？
How does God live among men today?
人必须把他自己奉献给神。
Men first have to consecrate themselves.
因为今天神所要建造的是一个属灵的宫殿。
Because what God wants to build today is a spiritual house.
所以彼得也告诉我们说，我们来到主的面前就像活死一样。
Therefore, Peter tells us that when we come before the Lord, we're just like living stone.
要建造成为灵宫。
To be built a spiritual house.
让神可以住在我们的中间。
So that God can dwell among us.
所以以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们
Ephesians 2 we read
他说有主耶稣基督作为房角石
The Lord Jesus being the chief cornerstone
各房靠他联络的合适
And all the parts being joined together in him
就渐渐成为主的圣殿
And grows into the holy temple
渐渐就是讲到建造的过程
Now it grows gradually It speaks of the stages of construction
叫圣灵可以借着这个殿住在我们中间
So the Holy Spirit can dwell among us through this holy temple
所以神怎样能住在人的中间呢
So how can God dwell among men?
必须人能够把自己奉献给神
Man has to offer themselves to him
让神在我们身上做一个建造工作
So that God could work this building up job
所以更多前书第三告诉我们说我们都是神所建造房屋
Therefore 1 Corinthians we read that we are his house
神要住在神的圣殿里面
God wants to live in his house
就是我们这个人身子
And that is our body
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们头一件事情必须要奉献自己
So the very first thing for Israelites is to consecrate themselves to God
他们需要照着神的要求来奉献
And they would make offerings according to God's demands
只有照神的奉献照神的要求来奉献的时候这个会幕才能够满足神的要求
Only when they make offerings according to God's demand then this tabernacle could satisfy God's heart
所以最后为什么神的荣光能够住在会幕里面呢
In the end why is God's glory could dwell in the tabernacle
到出埃及记最末了几章的时候一再出现一句话
Now in the very last few chapters of Exodus one phrase keeps appearing
摩西都是照着耶和华所吩咐的
That according to the commandments of the Lord
摩西都是照着耶和华所吩咐的
Moses did everything according to the commandments of the Lord. 就说这个
会幕之所以能够建立起来，都是照着耶和华所吩咐。
The reason that this tabernacle was built is simply because Moses was doing everything according to God's command.
完全照着神的心意在那里建造。
Being built according to God's will.
最后这个会幕就被建立起来。
In the end, the tabernacle was raised up.
神就住在会幕里面，与他们同住。
God dwelt among them. God was being with them.
神怎样住在人的中间呢？
So how does God dwell among men?
还要需要神的百姓过一个分别为圣的生活。
God's people need to live a consecrated life.
所以保罗告诉哥林多教会他说你们要从他们中间出来。
Therefore, Paul tells the Corinthian church that come out from them.
我就住在你们的中间。
And I will dwell among you.
我就要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
我就要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
I will be your father. You will be my daughters and sons.
为什么在他们在以色列百姓在埃及的时候，神没有说要住在他们中间呢？
Why is it when Israelites were in Egypt, God never said to them, "I want to dwell among you"?
因为埃及是代表一个世界，神不能够住在世界的中间。
Because Egypt represents the world, and God does not live in the world.
因为他们在那里是在法老权势底下，神不能与他们同住。
And because they were under the domain of Pharaoh, so God did not dwell among them.
只有到一天他们出来的时候，神才能与他们同住。
Only until the day they actually left Egypt, then could God dwell among them.
他们与这个世界有了分别。
They were separate from the world.
神才可以住在他们中间。
And then God could dwell among them.
因为神是一个圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
神只能住在圣洁的百姓的中间。
God only dwells among holy people.
所以弟兄们，我们看见以色列百姓怎样让神要住在他们中间呢？
So brothers and sisters, how did Israelites make God to dwell with them?
他们要奉献，他们要按着神的心意在那边建造。
They had to consecrate themselves, they make offerings, and according to God's will.
他们要分别为圣，过一个圣洁的生活。
They have to separate themselves from the rest, to live a holy life.
这样神就可以住在他们中间。
So then God could dwell among them.
那么神住在他们中间，为的是什么呢？
And why is that God wanted to dwell among them?
就了人这方面。好像人因着神的同在，人就可以享受神更多的恩典。
Now as to us, because of God's presence, we simply can enjoy more of His grace.
但是就神这一面来说呢
？As to God,
他之所以住在人中间
，The reason He dwells among men,
乃是要做他们的神
，is to be their God.
他们要做神的子民
，so that they could be His people.
这是神住在他们中间主要的一个目的。
And this is the dominant reason for God.Dwelling with them.
所以我们看见神住在人中间，还不是单单为着人的需要而已。
So God's dwelling with man is not simply to satisfy man's desire.
但是为了要做他们的神。
Simply because God wants to be their God.
他们要做神的子民。
And they should be God's people.
他们神要做他们的神。
God wants to be their God.
什么是叫神要做他们的神呢？
And what does it mean that God wants to be their God?
当我们读圣经的时候，特别就会我们看见，当神说要做他们神的时候，常常和神的救赎连在一起。
As we read the scripture, whenever God says He wants to be their God, it's always linked with His redemption.
出埃及记二十三一开头，神要颁布律法的时候，一开头就。告诉我们说
In the beginning of chapter 20 of Exodus, when God was about to decree His commandments,
我是耶和华你的神
He said, I am the Lord your God.
为什么我是耶和华你的神呢？
Why is it that I am the Lord your God?
因为曾将你们从埃及为奴之家领出来
I have led you out of the house of bondage in Egypt.
神之所以你成为他们的神，乃是因为曾经把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家拯救出来。
The reason God is called their God is because He led them out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
神要做他们神，因为神拯救他们，神救赎了他们。
God wanted to be their God because He had redeemed them, He saved them.
这是神为什么能够做他们神的一个原因。
And this is the reason why God could become their God.
所以保罗也说。
Paul even says so.
他说对哥林多教说，岂不知你们的身子是神，是圣，是神的殿吗？
Paul says this to the Corinthian church that do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
就是圣灵住在里面，神住在你们中间。
That is the Holy Spirit dwells within you and God lives in you.
这个圣灵乃是从神而来的。
And this Holy Spirit is from God.
住在你们里面。
dwelling in you.
并且你们不是自己的人。
So you're not your own.
乃是重价所买回来的人。
You are bought at a price.
在你们身子上的荣耀神。
Therefore, glory God in your body.
圣灵住在我们这个身体，成为圣灵的殿。
Now the Holy Spirit indwells us this flesh, and we become the temple of God.
把我们买赎回来，要归给神。
He has redeemed us to God.
叫我们做他的子民。
So that we become His people.
他做我们的神。
And He be our God.
所以做他们的神，乃是说神要来管理他们。
So when God says, "I want to be their God," He's saying that I want to rule over them.
神要主宰他们的一切。
God wants to have the sovereign over everything of theirs.
这是做他们神的意思。
And this is the meaning to be their God.
从前他们是自己做自己的神。
Before they used to be their own gods.
或说从前法老是他们的神。
Or to say it used to be Pharaoh who was
their god. 他们当然侍奉为法老跟效力。
Now Israelites worked for Pharaoh and did everything for him.
现在神拯救他们，神要做他们神。
Now God has saved them and God wanted to be their god.
神要管理他们。
God wanted to rule them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们没有蒙恩得救之前呢，
sister, before we're saved,
我们每一个人好像都是自己的神。
Each one of us is our own god.
我们做每件事情都是我们自己做决定就可以了。
We make decisions on everything.
我们要到那里去，我们自己喜欢去就可以了。
We go wherever we like.
只要我高兴，我什么事情都可以照我意思去做。
As long as it pleases me, I'll do everything.
我们随自己意思做任何事情。
According to our own inklings, we do everything.
凡事也都是靠自己努力就可以了。
And I would gain everything according to my own effort.
现在神拯救了我们。
However, now God has saved us.
他开始要做我们的神了。
He is now becoming our God.
他要管理主宰我们一切，主宰我们的一生。
He wants to rule over all our life.
他是我们的神。
He is our God.
因为他拯救了我们。
Because He has saved us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是神要做他们神的一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why God wants to be their God.
神救赎了他们，神付了重大代价把他们买赎回来。
Because God has saved them, God has paid a price to redeem them to God.
什么是做他们的神呢？
And what does it mean to be their God?
什么是神呢？
And what is God?
神就是讲到一个敬拜侍奉的对象。
God is the very object of your service and of your worship.
我们看今天地上许多人在那边找许多宗教，找许多所谓的神，在那边拜他，在侍奉他。
Today in the world, many people are seeking after so-called gods to worship, to serve.
那些不是神的，他们以为是神，他们在那边拜他。
They worship those who are not gods, but they simply worship and serve them.
他们在那边侍奉他。
And they pay a service to them.
所以我们看见什么是神呢？
So here we see what is God.
神就是讲到一个侍奉敬拜的一个对象。
So God is the object of your worship and service.
现在神把以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来了。
Now God has saved Israelites out of Egypt.
神要做他们的神。
So God wanted to be their God.
神就要成为他们敬拜侍奉的对象。
Then God wanted to be the very object of Israelites' worship and service.
所以当摩西被差到法老那里去的时候，
When Moses was sent by God to Pharaoh,
神要他对法老王说，
God wanted to him to say to Pharaoh,
你要对法老王说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Say to Pharaoh, let my people go so they could serve me.
容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Let my people go so they could serve
me. 所以神拯救以色列百姓，就是要他们来侍奉他。
So we see when God saved all Israelites, simply he wantedthem to serve him.
因为神把他们从埃及拯救出来以后，神现在做他们神了。
After God saved them out of Egypt, now God wanted to be the Israelite God.
现在他们神成为他们敬拜侍奉的对象。
So Jehovah God has now become the very object of Israelites' worship and service.
我们知道今天仇敌要得到魔鬼要得到人的敬拜和侍奉。
We know today the enemy, the devil, also wants to gain people's service and worship.
因为他被称为世界的神。
Because he's called the prince of the world.
所以我们看见今天整个世界都在敬拜他，侍奉他。
And we see the whole world is worshiping and serving him.
因为他是世界的神。
Because he is the God of this world.
他是所有罪人的神。
He is the God of all sinners.
所以我们看见今天人用不同方式在那边敬拜这个撒旦魔鬼。
So today we see people worshiping this Satan, the devil, with different formats.
我们看主耶稣来到地上的时候,
when Jesus came into the world,
魔鬼在旷野试探他的时候,
when Satan tempted our Lord in the wilderness,
在地上的试探就讲了敬拜侍奉的事情。
Now, this earthly temptation alluded to this worship and service.
魔鬼把主耶稣带到一个最高的山上。
So this devil brought Jesus to the exceedingly high mountain,
把万国一切荣华都指给他看,
and show all the kingdoms and their glory to Jesus.
然后对他说, 你若是, 俯伏敬拜我, 我就把这一切赐给你。
And the devil said to Jesus, if you fall down and worship me, I will give all these things to you.
主耶稣马上引用生命记的话说, 当拜主你的神。
And Jesus immediately quoted something from Deuteronomy, worship your Lord.
单要侍奉他,
Him alone you will serve.
当拜主你的神,
worship the Lord your God.
单要侍奉他,
Him alone you serve.
所以我们看见在这个宇宙里面,仇敌也要得到一般人来敬拜侍奉他。
So we see in this universe, this enemy also wants to gain a group of people to serve him.
只要你敬拜他, 他就把一切世界上好处来赐给你。
If you worship him, he will give you all the good of this world.
但是我们看见在这里神,主耶稣说呢,或者说,神对我们说呢,当拜主你的神,
but here Jesus said, worship the Lord, your God, and him alone you serve.
为什么要当拜你的神,但要侍奉他? 因为他拯救我们,因为他是我们的神。
Why is it Jesus says that worship the Lord your God and him alone you serve? Because he is our God.
因为我们已经从世界出来,我们不再属于世界。
We came out of the world.
这位世界的神,这位魔鬼撒旦不再做我们的神。
We do not belong to this world. The prince of this world is no longer our master.
现在独一的真神, 耶和华神成为我们的神。
The only true God, the Lord Jehovah, is our God.
所以只有他是我们敬拜侍奉的对象。
Therefore, He alone is the object of our service and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是神拯救我们的目的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the purpose why God has saved us.
所以,施洗约翰父亲撒加利亚在那里说预言说,
Therefore, Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, prophesied.
他说,神既从把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来,
and he said that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemy,
叫我们可以终身在他的面前,
so we can before God,
坦然无惧用圣洁公义来侍奉他,
served him boldly without fear in righteousness and in holiness all the days of our life.
他把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来,就是叫我们终身在那面前来侍奉他。
God has saved us out of the hand of our enemy, so that all the days of our life we could serve before him.
保罗在腓立比书第一章也告诉我们,
and Paul also says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
他说,你们离弃偶像归向神,
you turn from the idol to God,
就是要侍奉那又真又活的神,
to serve the true and living God.
所以我们看见从圣经从旧约到新约,神一再告诉我们,我们之所以被拯救目的乃是为了侍奉他。
So from Old Testament to New Testament, God repeatedly tells us the reason he has saved us is for us to serve him.
不仅今生要侍奉他,
not only do we serve him in
this
life,
到永世的时候我们还是要侍奉他,
but even in eternity we will continue to serve him.
所以在启示录第五章那里就告诉我们,
therefore in Revelation chapter 5,
他说他曾经被杀过,
he was slain.
他用自己的血,从各族各方各国中把人买赎了回来, 归给他。
Purchased for God with his blood, a man from every tribe, nation, people,
叫他们成为国民,
so that they could become a kingdom,
就成为神的子民,
to become God's people.
他们要做祭司, 归于神。
They will become priests and they belong to God.
他们要成为一般侍奉神的人。
They will become people who serve God.
他们要归给神, 因为神是他们的神。
Because God is their God, so they're saved to God.
所以我们看见当神与人同住的时候呢,他要做我们的神。
So here we see that when God dwells among men, he will become our God.
不错,在这个神的同在里面,我们可以得到复辟,得到保护。
Indeed, in his presence, we will be covered, we will be protected.
我们在主里面,我们有平安。
And in our Lord, we do have this peace.
主耶稣也说在这个世上你们有苦难但是在我的里面你们有平安
The Lord Jesus says that in this world you have tribulation but in me you have peace
我们在主的里面我们对他有更多认识
In Lord then we have more understanding of him
这些都是因着神的同在在住在主的里面我们都可以经历到一些事情
All these are the things that we could experience when we abide in him in his presence
这都是我们可以享受到许多属灵的福气
And all these things are spiritual blessings we could experience
但是更重要神住在人中间
But more importantly when we say God dwells with man
他要做我们的神我们要做他的子民
He wants to be our God we will become his people
他要成我们敬拜的对象侍奉的对象
He will becomeThe very object of our worship and service.
弟兄姊妹，这是才是神拯救的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the purpose of God's salvation.
神拯救我们就是又为了单单的敬拜他，侍奉他。
So that we could worship Him and serve Him alone.
但是今天许多神儿女他不知道他蒙恩得救的目的是为了什么。
It's quite a shame many of God's children today do not understand the purpose of their salvation.
好像蒙恩得救都是为了我们自己的需要。
As though we're being saved for all our own needs.
不错，我们是有需要。
Indeed, we do have needs.
我们作为一个罪人，我们实在有很多需要。
As a sinner, we do have many, many needs.
我们在罪恶捆绑当中，我们没有自由。
In the bondage of sin, we simply do not have any
freedom. 我们顶多享受一些罪中之乐而已。
The most we could do is simply to enjoy
我们享受不到那真正的
pleasures of sin.
平安而喜乐。
We do not enjoy the real
pleasure.从罪恶里面被拯救出来呀！
Now we can save from sin.
这一切我们都可以享受，都可以经历到的。
All of these things we could experience, we could enjoy.
这是神所要赐给我们的。
And this is what God wants to give us.
但是神更重要的是要叫我们看见他做我们的神。
But more importantly, God wants to make known to us that He wants to be our God.
我们要侍奉他。
That we should serve Him.
但是今天。许多神的儿女他不知道这件事情。
Today, so many of God's children do not understand this.
所以保罗在罗马书那里告诉罗马教会的圣徒们。
So in Romans, when Paul told the Roman saints,
他说有许多人在你们中间来离间你们。
He mentioned there are so many people who cause divisions.
叫你们跌倒，被负那所学之道。
And they cause offenses.That are contrary to what you have been.
保罗告诉他们说，你们要谨慎，要留意这些人。
And Paul said, you have to be careful. You have to note these.
要躲避这一帮人。
And avoid them.
我们知道这一帮人不是指那些不信主的人。
We know this group of people are not those who do not believe in Jesus.
不是讲那些外邦人。
Not Gentiles.
是讲到神儿女当中的有一种人的光景是这样子。
Instead, these are the people.As God's children, and this is their spiritual condition.
他们所做是为了什么呢？
What's the purpose of doing everything?
都是为了自己。
It's simply for themselves.
所以保罗说，他们是不服侍我们主基督，乃是要服侍自己的肚腹。
Therefore, Paul says they do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies.
他们都是为自己的利益在那边。
They are simply self-seeking.
他们所做的每件事情都是要服侍自己的肚腹。
Everything they do is to satisfy their bellies.
为什么服侍自己的肚腹呢？
Why do they serve their own appetite?
保罗在腓立比书第三章那里同样讲了类似的话。
In Philippians, Paul makes a similar statement.
因为他说许多人行事呢都是基督十字架仇敌。
He says that so many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
他们结局就是沉沦。
Their end is destruction.
为什么
Why?
因为他们的神是自己的肚腹
Because their God is their belly
所以我们看见罗马书告诉我们说他们所服侍的是自己的肚腹
And in Romans we read that they serve their own appetites
保罗在腓立比书告诉我们说原来那个肚腹就是他们的神
And the bellies are actually their God
所以他们就是服侍自己的肚腹因为肚腹是他们的神
Therefore they serve their own bellies because these bellies are their God
那就是他们一切所行都是要满足他们自己的肚腹
It's saying that whatever they do is to satisfy their bellies
满足他们肉身肉体的需要而已
To satisfy their needs in flesh
只有肉体肉身的需要就成为他们的神
So this fleshly, this need of the body become their God.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And their glory is in their shame.
他们以地上的事为念。
They're mindful of the earthly things.
所以我们看见以地上的事为念的人就是服侍自己的肚腹。
Those who set their minds on the earthly things simply are serving their own bellies.
因为
杜甫成为他们自己的神。
Because the bell has become their own god.
拯救他们神不再成为他们的神。
And the god who has redeemed them is no longer their god.
我们看见今天地上的人就是这样一个光景。
Brother and sister, this is exactly the condition of today's in this world.
许多努力忙碌都是为了服侍自己的肚腹。
All of the laboring and endeavoring is to satisfy our bellies.
都是为满足自己的需要。
To satisfy our needs.
都是以地上的事为念。
Our mindful of the earthly things.
用什么？当我们得救以后。
Brothers and sisters, as we are saved by grace.
我们仍然是和世人一样，我们需要工作，我们需要努力，我们需要照养家庭儿女。
We are just like the rest of the world. We have to work. We have to take care of our family members.
但是我们知道这一切不是要服侍我们肚腹。
However, we know we are not doing all this to satisfy
our bellies. 这一切不是要维持我们肉身上的需要。
It's simply to meet the minimum requirements of our
fleshly life. 为了叫我们能够更多的服侍。
So that we could serve God even more.
弟兄姊妹，谁是我们的神？
So, brothers and sisters, who is our God?
保罗在哥罗西第三章告诉我们说
，In Colossians chapter 3, Paul
他说你们若与基督一同复活
，If you were raised with Christ,
就当思念天上的事情
，And consider the things above.
他说我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
He says that our life is hidden together with God in
Christ in God. 思念上面的事情。
Setting mind on things above.
说一个人真正从死里复活的话
If you are really risen from the dead.
一个人若是经到从死里复活的话
If you really experience this resurrection from death.
我们是在以马内利的境界里
Then we are in the realm of Emmanuel.
我们就在神的同在里面
In God's presence.
当一个人在神的同在里面
When he is a person is in God's presence.
他看见神是他的神
Then he will see that God
他看见神是他敬拜侍奉的对象
He will see that God is the object of his service and worship.
他自然而然在那里他所思念就是上头的事天上的事
So very readily what he's thinking about would be the things above.
从前他是自己管理自己的一个人
It used to be that he was the one in control of his own life.
现在他知道是神来管理他。
But now he knows it is God who rules over him.
他所行的每件事情都不是为了自己，那是为了讨神的欢喜。
Every act he does is not for himself, but to please God.
弟兄姊妹，今天神若是做我们的神
，Brother and sister, today if God being our God,
若是神在我们身上能够管理我们
，If God has sovereignty over us,
我们就看见我们整个生活就能活在这个以马内利境界里面。
Then we should see that our whole life should be within the realm of Emmanuel.
我们就能够经历到什么是在主里面的生活。
Then we will experience what is the life living in the Lord.
因为在这里，我们和这个神有了交通，有了联合。
Because right here we are joined to this God and we have fellowship with Him.
我们正是进到神的同在里面。
We really enter into His presence.
你会感觉到你的人生是不一样的。
You will feel your life is different.
你会觉得你是一个很有福气的一个人。
You will sense that you are such a blessed person.
因为你知道神与你同住。
Because you know God dwells with you.
你也知道你是住在神的里面的一个人。
You also know you're the one who abides in Him.
神和人在那里，在这里合而为一。
There, God and man are one.
所以我们看见神之所以住在以色列百姓当中，乃是要做他们神。
Here we see the reason that God wants to dwell among them is to become their God.
他们要做神的子民。
So they will be His people.
弟兄姊妹，这是更重要一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is a more important thing.
神是我们的神。
That make Him our God.
当敬拜，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
Worship the Lord your God and Him alone serve.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩得救的一个目的。
Brother and sister, this is the purpose of all our being saved by His grace.
这是我们整个生活的一个中心。
And this should also become the center of our living.
那么怎么样才能进到这个侍奉里面呢
？Then how can we actually enter serving?
或说什么是真正的侍奉呢？那意义是什么呢
？What is the true service? What does it mean?
我们知道今天这个侍奉呢，人讲得非常广泛。
We know today as we use the word service, it's been used so broadly.
我们说讲道是个侍奉。
We say preaching is one type of service.
我们说咱教儿童主日学是个侍奉。
Or teaching Sunday school.
我们在那做饭时是个侍奉。
Or serving the food.
我们在那做整洁是个侍奉。
Or doing cleaning.
我们在教会做许多事物，我们说在那些是侍奉。
We do so many services in the church, and we say, oh, these are called services.
不错，可能那些 是侍奉。
Yes, indeed, they are services.
但是可能那些也不是侍奉。
Then again, they might not be.
可能人在那讲道的时候，不过是在那演讲就是了。
Maybe when a person is preaching, he's just giving a speech.
人在那教主写的时候，好像就在教书就是了。
Or while he is teaching Sunday school, he is simply teaching.
人在那做许多事情，不过是做做事情就是了。
So when men are doing many things, they are simply doing things for the sake of the job.
就是因为今天人把侍奉用得太广泛，太变成就太随便了。
Now today the term has been applied so broadly, so easily.
所以就是这么说，你做每件事情都是侍奉。
We come to think everything you do is called service.
好像做那些事情就算了数，那些就是算的是算的侍奉。
As though every service you do is worthy, will be counted as service to God.
但是我们从圣经里面看见侍奉不是单单只是外面一些事物而已。
But from the Bible, we could see a service is not simply merely the outward task.
我们仍然回到二十五章看以色列百姓他们是怎样进到这个侍奉里。
Now let's now come back to Exodus 25 as to how they enter into this service.
让神在那里要他们建造个会幕。
There God wanted them to build this tabernacle.
这是讲到神给他们一个托付一个工作。
That's saying that God had now given them a task.
对着我们来说，这个就是一个侍奉。
And to them, this is a service.
所以我们看神把他们从埃及拯救出来，要住在他们当中，就是要照他们来侍奉神。
So God saved them out of Egypt, and God wanted to dwell among them so that they could serve Him.
那他们怎么样进到这个侍奉里面呢
？How did they actually enter into this service?
头一件事情
First thing,
仍然是奉献
Still is to consecrate themselves to God.
所以我们看见当他们要真的开始建造会幕的时候之前
Now we see before they were about to build this tabernacle.
或者说他们真的进到实际建造的过程当中
Or even in the whole process of building.
头一件事情就是侍奉就是奉献
The first thing they needed to do is to consecrate themselves.
所以在这里很清楚让我们看见怎样才能够真的进到侍奉里面呢
So it shows us abundantly clear that how can we enter into God's service?
还是从奉献开始
Starting from consecration
若是他们没有把这些礼物送到神面前来后面根本没有建造会幕的事情发生
If they did not bring all these offerings to God there would not be any of the building this tabernacle
就是讲的比较清楚一点就是说没有工作所谓的工作可言
To put it more clearly, simply saying that there would be no tasks that would follow.
没有所谓侍奉可言。
No services at all.
因为他们都是没有把礼物送来，会幕怎么开工呢？
If they did not bring the offerings, how could the building of the tabernacle even start it?
他们怎么在那开始来侍奉来建造这个工程呢？
How could they start building this tabernacle and start the servicing?
所以我们看见原来侍奉呢是从奉献开始的。
Therefore, we see that your service starts from offering yourself to God.
只有一个真正奉献的人，他才有可能进到侍奉里面。
A truly consecrated person will be the one who could possibly enter into God's service.
奉献以后，他就进到侍奉里面。
Right after this consecration, he's now entering into.
他在那里就有许多事情要做了。
And there, he has so many things to do.
弟兄姊妹，那就是一个侍奉。
Brother and sister, this is called a service.
我们看。保罗也是这样告诉我们。
We see how Paul says a similar thing.
罗马书第十二章我们非常熟悉的一章。
Romans chapter 12, that which we know so well.
讲完从一章讲到十一章，讲到神的福音、神的救恩，讲完以后。
From chapter 1 to 11, after Paul finishes his salvation, God's salvation.
然后他就说，我弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Therefore he says, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you.
当将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
Acceptable to God.
底下他告诉我们说。
And he continues to say.
如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service.
如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service.
保罗说将身体献上
Paul first says, offer your body.
当作活祭,
presented as a living sacrifice.
这是一种侍奉,
and this is a service.
并且这是个理所当然的侍奉,
and this is a reasonable, a rightly so service.
这是理所当然就是这是应该的, 这是你该做事, 这是你的本分,
this is your duty, it's supposed to be this way.
然后讲完, 身体献上当作活祭以后,
and after he finishes saying presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice,
他就开始讲到教会的侍奉,
he then speaks of all the services in the church.
他说他就按着个人恩赐的不同,
according to the variation of a person's gift,
在那里侍奉,
there you serve.
若是讲预言的呢, 就按着程度, 信心的程度这样讲预言,
He who prophesies should do so according to the faith.
在那做执事的就专一做执事。
He who ministers, do it wholeheartedly.
但做教导的就要专一的做教导。
He who teaches,
就要殷勤。
He who ministers, do it diligently.
施舍的就当诚实。
And who gives out to people, then do it in honesty.
来治理的就当殷勤, 怜悯人的就当甘心。
He who ministers should be diligent, and who is merciful should be willingly.
在那里我们就看见有不同恩赐，在那里开始有许多侍奉。
So there we see so many different gifts and so many different services.
这个侍奉是怎么开始的呢？
How does do all these services start?
身体献上当作活祭开始,
it all starts from presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是一个侍奉,
and this is a service.
从这里才能真正进到侍奉里面,
it's from here on that you enter.
所以在这里很清楚让我们看见呢, 不仅从旧约新约, 让我们看见, 一个没有奉献的人, 他不可能有真正的侍奉。
Therefore, from Old Testament to New Testament, it enables us to see this clearly that without true consecration, there is no service.
所以我们要把侍奉看那个非常严肃的事情。
Therefore, consecration should be deemed a very serious matter.
一个没有奉献的人, 他可以在教会做许许多的事情。
He who has not consecrated himself to God can do many things in the church.
但是在神眼光当中, 他肯不是一个侍奉。
But in the sight of God, none of them could be counted as service.
他也没有一个真正的侍奉。
And he does not have a real service either.
所以这个让我们看今天为什么今天在地上的教会神儿女的侍奉光景会这样子荒凉呢?
This shows us why is it the service in all the churches today are so desolate in God's churches.
因为没有从奉献开始。
Because they do not start with
consecration.
So while they're doing many things, while they're servicing,
做到一下子他就不想做了。
For a while, they just quit.
遇到一些不愉快的事情, 那就退出去了。
When they come across some unpleasant things, they just withdraw.
随时都可以把工作停下来, 随时都可以离开服事。
Well, at any time, they could simply call it a day and they just leave the service.
为什么有这样的情形出现呢?
Why did it happen like this?
因为他在那里没有奉献。
Because this person hasn't consecrated himself.
若是一个人经过奉献才进到服事里面,
if a person has consecrated himself first and then he sees that he's no longer his own.
他是属于神的人,
instead he belongs to God.
他是神的仆人,
he's God's servant, God's people.
在这里不是说我自己意思在这里做什么事情,
he's not doing anything according to his own desires.
做了愉快也要做, 做了不愉快也是要做,
be it pleasant or unpleasant, you still have to do it.
决定权不在我,
the final decision is not in him but in God. It is God who makes the final call.
他看见神是他的神。
Here he sees that God being his own God.
弟兄姊妹, 神是我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, God is our God.
当我们看见神是我们神的时候, 当我们把自己奉献的时候,
when we see that he is our God and when we have consecrated ourselves,
侍奉才会有真正的松心。
Then our service would have this real focus center, and then we would start living a spiritual life. Why is it today God cannot become our God? As though that so many things have become our God.
以致好像我们在属灵生活就非常显得非常软弱, 常常都有许多失败。
Therefore, we seem to have so many failures. We're so weak in our spiritual living.
因为我们仍然在服侍我们自己。
Because we continue to serve ourselves.
或是我们在服侍我们肚腹而已。
We are serving our own belly.
当你把什么把神当作你的神。
But when you take God as your own God,
当然你就会听从他的话。
Then of course you will listen to him.
你就会警醒活在他的面前。
You will be watchful and you will live in his presence.
现在为什么许多神儿女属灵光景侍奉上好像那么零落呢？
Why is there so many of God's children's spiritual conditions?
就是因为没有经过奉献这个关口。
It is because they have never passed through the threshold of consecration.
现在为什么我们常说我们聚会要殷勤，我们聚会要准时？
Why is it we continue to say we have to be on time, we have to be diligent coming to the meeting?
我想这个应该是不是太难做到的事情。
I don't suppose this is such a difficult thing that you cannot do.
但是为什么今天许多神儿女好像很不容易做到呢？
But why is it so many of God's children seem to have such a hard time with it?
为什么我们今天上班上学好像都非常准时？
Why is it when we go to work or go to school we're always very
punctual? 因为老板是我们的神。
Because they are your God.
因为我们怕他，我们怕我们考绩不好，我们怕迟到。
Because your boss might be your God, because we're afraid to be evaluated very badly.
我们不会说今天我有事，我就不去上班了。
We would never say, well, today I have some other business, I will not go to work.
因为我们知道在那有个老板。
Because we know there, you got a
boss. 好像他是我们的神一样。
As though he is your God.
我们在他面前有敬畏，有一个惧怕心。
Before him, you seem to have this heart of fear.
但是今天为什么神的儿女在属灵光景好像很不容易走在一个比较正常的光景上面呢？
But why is it today God's children's spiritual conditions is so that it seems very hard for them to walk in the normal kind of spiritual condition? If God is really your God,
自然而然我们在聚会的里面我们就非常谨慎。
Very readily, you will be very careful when you come to meetings.
我们知道我们神是我们神，他是我们老板。
Because we know our God is our God and He's our boss.
我们要敬畏他。
We have to fear Him.
我们怕得罪他，我们要讨他欢喜。
We want to please Him. We don't want to offend Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常说我们要属灵的实际。
Now, brothers and sisters, we often talk about spiritual reality.
我们常说神帐当中我们要属灵的实际。
We often say that, well, since God is among us, we need this spiritual, true spirituality.
用什么？这就是属灵的实际。
Brother and sister, this is the spiritual reality.
都是神住在我们当中，都是我们与神同住。
If God dwells among us, if you abide in Him,
若是我们是真正学习住在主的里面，
if we really learn to abide in God,
那么实际是什么呢？
And what is that reality?
那实际就是显在侍奉里面，显在聚会的里面。
The reality is made manifest in your meetings, in your services.
用什么？这是一个很实在的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a tangible matter.
怎样常进到侍奉里面？
How do you enter into God's service?
头一个奉献。
First, consecrate yourself.
当一个人奉献给神的时候，
He who consecrates to God.
路加福音刚第一章我们读过，就是我们要终身在他面前侍奉他。
He will become the one, just as we read in Luke 1, that all his life he will serve God.
什么是终身在他面前？
What is to serve all his life before God?
我们仍然要说，这个就是住在主里面的一个生活。
Now we want to mention it once more. This is a life abiding in the Lord.
所以只有住在主里面的人才有真正的一个侍奉。
He who abides in the Lord would have this real service.
弟兄姊妹，这是神所要得着的一个侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, this is a kind of service God wants to gain.
这是讨神欢喜的一个侍奉。
And this is a kind of service pleases Him.
我们感谢神，我们都从埃及、从世界、从罪恶里面出来了。
We thank God that we have all been saved out of Egypt, out of the world.
神的确是成为我们的神。
And God indeed has become our God.
我们的确是属他、归给他的，是他的子民。
And indeed we belong to Him. We are children to Him.
但是这个实际怎么显在我们的生活里面呢？
But how does this reality being made known in our living?
就是借着侍奉，借着我们平常生活里面显出我们的确是神的子民。
It is through your daily living, it is through your services, you will reveal the fact that you are God's people.
他的确是我们的神。
He indeed is our God.
因为他就是要做我们的神。
Because he wants to be our God.
用什么？今天我们可以称他做我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, today we can call him our God.
但神是不是能够承认他是我们的神呢？
But can God acknowledge that he is your God?
希伯来书第十一章讲到那些许多信心伟人的见证。
Now Hebrews 11, we read all of these testimonies of this faithful giants.
他们信心在他们信心的生活在地上是过一个寄居的客旅的生活。
The living of their faith is a kind of living. They call themselves aliens and sojourners.
他们在那边等候那座有根基的城。
They're waiting for that city with foundation.
他们在那边羡慕一个更美的家乡。
They're longing for a more better homeland.
希伯来书第十章那里有一句话说。
Hebrews 10, we read.
神被称为他们的神。
So that God is called their God.
神不以为耻。
And He's not ashamed of that.
神被称为他们的神。
God is being called their God.
神不以为耻。
He is not ashamed of that.
不仅神要做他们的神。
Not only is God their God.
他们也的确称神是他们的神。
And they indeed call God their God.
神为什么被称为他们神？神不以为耻，神是以为更荣，觉得更荣耀呢？有这般人称他做他们的神。
Why is God being called their God? Not ashamed of this, and it seems that God is.Very honored to be called so.
因为他们在地上的生活是一个信心的生活。
Because their living on earth is living by faith.
因为他们心，他们的生活目的不是在地上的，是在那个更美的家乡，那永远那座有根基的城。
Now the purpose of their living is not earthly bound, but on that more excellent city with foundations.
弟兄姊妹。神可以被称为我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, God can be called our God.
当我们称神是我们的神的时候
，But when we call Him our God,
神是以我们为荣还是以我们为羞耻
？Is He honored by us or is He ashamed of us?
感谢神，那些有信心的人，神被称为他们的神，神觉得非常喜乐，非常高兴。
We thank God that those who have faith are.When they say God is their God, God is being very pleased upon hearing this and being honored.
因为他们在地上的生活就单单要敬拜他，要侍奉他。
Because their earthly life is focused on worshiping and serving God.
跟随他。
Following Him.
求神是恩待我们。
I hope that the Lord will be gracious to us.
我们都是神所拯救的百姓。
Because we are people saved by Him.
我们都被称为神名下的人
，and we are called by His name.
的确，我们是属于神的一
方。Indeed, we're people who belong to Him.
我们也称他是我们的神。
And we call Him our God.
因为他就是要做我们的神。
Because He wants to be our God.
那他是不是真正做我们的神呢
？But is He really your God?
还是看我们这个人是不是个奉献的人
？It all depends on if we are those who have consecrated ourselves.
是不是乐意把我们自己奉献给神
？Depending on if we are willing.If we would willingly offer ourselves to Him,
好像进到侍奉里面
so that we could enter into His service,
在许多工作上都有份
so that we'd be partakers of many of God's work,
在许多服事上我们都有份
and we'd become partakers of many of His service.
我想这样服事才能够忠心到底
I believe services like this will last all the way to the very end.
不会因着外面一点环境搅扰就退去。
And these services will not be withdrawn just because of the disturbances from the outward circumstances. Because we know we are not our own, we belong to God.
因为他是我们的神
He is our God
他带领我们他负我们一切的责任
And He leads us He takes all the responsibility on us
我们在他同在里面 他就成为我们保护
In His presence He becomes our protection
求神恩待我们让我们在神面前都有这样一个心愿有一个祷告重新把我们自己奉献给神
May He shows His grace to us all that before Him we will all have this desire we all have this prayer that we want to consecrate ourselves to Him because He has saved us.
因为他拯救我们
He has redeemed us.
把我们从罪恶从死亡里面拯救出来
out of the sin, out of death.
单单的要归给他
So solely we are separate unto Him.
因为他要住在我们中间
because He wants to dwell among us.
他做我们的神我们做他的子民
He being our God and we being His people.
我们感谢神求神恩待他自己的话语
We give thanks to our God. May God be gracious to His own word.Brother, would you please say a prayer to close today's message? Your head bow, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，赐给今天的信息。
Lord, we thank you for today's message.
再一次激发我们奉献的心志。
Once again, you have spurred our will to consecrate ourselves to you.
叫我们成为一个神面前忠心的仆人。
So so that before you we could become faithful servants.
啊，可以经常住在主里面。
Often we could dwell in the Lord.
与主相交。
To have fellowship with you.
因为主是我们的神。
Because you, the Lord, is our God.
啊，他带领我们一生道路。
And you will lead all our ways in our lives.
看顾我们的一切。
Watching over us.
因此感谢主继续把这个奉献的心摆在我们里面。
Lord, we just ask you will continue to play this heart of consecration in us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.